The arts hold a mirror to society, and sometimes those in power don't like the reflected image. There's always been censorship in music, and as the media have become more institutionalized, so has censorship. As you can imagine, the Nazis and the Soviet Union clamped down hard on music. Not only were there many pieces permanently taken from society, but their composers were as well. Modern Russia has also done its share. Witness the imprisonment of the feminist Russian protest punk band Pussy Riot in 2012. But the United States is not entirely guilt-free either, First Amendment notwithstanding. Pro-Confederate songs were banned here even after the Civil War. McCarthyism suppressed the music of many. Pete Seeger's career essentially stopped for the 10 years after his conviction of contempt of Congress. The FCC was able to prevent radio stations from playing songs with even vaguely subversive references, like The Byrds' 8 Miles High. But self-censorship can be just as chilling as the government kind. The media have routinely stifled music to avoid controversy. Billie Holiday's signature song, Strange Fruit, which describes a lynching, was immediately banned by American radio stations in 1939. God Only Knows by the Beach Boys was squelched just because it mentions God. Loretta Lynn's The Pill was chopped in 1975, too socially aware. And that's the kind of censorship we see today. I'm hearing a polite avoidance of anything political in pop right now, which is counterproductive. Because if sellers of music want their product to be relevant, then they have to reflect the times instead of look the other way.
Support for this podcast comes from Central Standard Brewing, offering a variety of handcrafted ales in an eclectic atmosphere. Located at 156 South Greenwood in Wichita's Douglas Design District, event space and private bookings available. More info at centralstandardbrewing.com.
And as we welcome you into musical space this week, I'm Fletcher Powell here along with, of course, Mark Foley. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher.
And this particular topic, quite timely right now. There's a reason you're talking about censorship.
Yeah, I was inspired to do this because I went to the Wichita Public Library's event, The Big Read, where they were reading excerpts from Fahrenheit 451 and talking about censorship in general. This week marks the 40th anniversary of Project Censored, which is a group that's fighting against censorship. Their motto is censorship undermines democracy. And I'm feeling really democratic right now, so I figured this is a good time.
Something interesting about censorship, you mentioned a number of pieces certainly throughout recent history that have been censored. This is not a new thing. This goes quite a ways back.
Oh, I'm sure it goes back to, you know, pre-Christian days. I mean, isn't there censorship in Plato's Republic, right? Yeah, Plato says that there are certain scales that you shouldn't say because they would arouse the public against you.
One person who certainly famous early on in the 20th century for causing a lot of problems with his music, Shostakovich.
Yeah, the library's event used Shostakovich's music as kind of a stepping off point. There was a beautiful concert of his music during the reading. And his string quartet number 8 has a lot of really amazing music in it. It's very, I don't know, subversive. The fourth movement of this string quartet has this repeated three-chord gesture, this bump-bump-bump, which represents the midnight knock on the door by the KGB. The composer, Shostakovich, he was basically running from them. He said that if he wasn't as famous, he probably would have been disappeared. So we're really lucky to have his music.
Thank you. from Shostakovich there to Billie Holiday. This is a song that we've mentioned here actually before when we had Kelly St. Pierre on the show and she talked about protest music. A terribly affecting song, Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear strange fruit.
Yeah, imagine her bravery. I mean, she's used to playing for white-only audiences, right? Which was typical of the early jazz age. And here she is singing about a lynching. Yeah, hats off to her. She recorded this song, and it became her signature song, really, even though this is an example of American self-censorship by the radio stations. They just didn't want to get into it.
Twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck.
You mentioned another tune a few minutes ago. This, I guess, is shocking to me. Maybe it should be more shocking to me. God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, censored for a very particular reason.
I know. Isn't this strange? I mean, I love this song so much. It's so beautiful, and it's a love song. It's not...
But it says the word God.
It says the word God, and nobody wanted to touch that. So 1966, radio stations kind of hesitated playing this. I'm glad we've gotten over that.
May not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
You mentioned Shostakovich earlier, who said if he hadn't been quite as famous, he might have been disappeared. Censorship isn't just something, of course, that causes problems for the music that musicians put out, but it can be something that is genuinely dangerous for them.
Oh, man, yeah. How many people out there know Fela Kuti?
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in Afropop at all, or if you want to expand your horizons, just listen to this one song. It's the, I think, the epitome of African, especially West African pop music. The song is called Zombie, and it's very politically charged. This song is about the Nigerian army who were kind of against Fela Kuti and his political ideas. This song came out in 1977 as a protest against their treatment of some minorities. And they retaliated. They stormed his house. They beat him severely. They destroyed his instruments, and they killed his mother. They picked her up and threw her out the window. So, yeah, he paid for doing this.
And then maybe still a sensitive topic for some in the UK, certainly a sensitive topic back when it was going on, the Falklands War. You talk about Kate Bush and one of her songs.
Yeah, I just love Kate Bush. This song, Army Dreamers, from an album Never Forever, was banned because it questioned the Falklands War. It came out right afterwards, and people had a hard time with that.
The weather warm, the heat was colder, for her men in uniform to carry home my little soldier.
What could he do? Should have been a rock star.
But he didn't have the money for a good time.
What could he do? Should have been a politician.
But he never had a proper education.
What could he do? Should have been a father.
But he never even made it to his 20s. Battle-based army dreamers. Oh, what a waste of army dreamers. Tears are a tin box. Jesus Christ, it wasn't enough. Make a chicken with a fox. He couldn't win the war where to go. Give the kid the big of pips and give him all these strips and ribbons. Now he's sitting in his home. He might as well have done seven bones.
What could he do? Should have been a rock star.
But he didn't have the money for a good time.
And as you said, in the U.S., we are certainly also to blame for a lot of censorship. This one actually a little bit shocking to me that you say was deemed illegal by the head of the Arizona Education Department last year.
Right, last year. Yeah, this song, Take the Power Back by Rage Against the Machine, you'll hear the anger in the song. This song was included in the curriculum of some class that was talking about, I don't know, popular culture somehow. But the Arizona Education Department had a hard time with this, figured out some law that they say applied, and they tried to take it out of the schools.
That I think a lot of our listeners probably heard quite a bit about, certainly while a lot of the controversy was going on surrounding them. A group from Russia, Pussy Riot.
An all-woman feminist band, Pussy Riot. They have been very politically active, and they had to pay the price for it. They went to prison for this song. This song was the song that they performed in front of a church. They were protesting the church's complicity in Putin's regime. And so they were arrested for this performance. And I think some of them went to went to prison for a while.
Mm-hmm. Pussy Riot, certainly a group that still has never backed down from their views.
Right.
Погоны, все прихожане ползутся поклоны, призрак свободы на небеса.
И правда отправит Сибирь каналах.
Глава КГБ, главный святой, ведет протестующих снизов из конвой. Самое святейшего не оскорбит.
Женщина муж дрожать и любить.
Школу к тебе идет проповедник.
Иди на урок, принеси ему денег.
Подряд гудяй, верит в Путина лучшему богатству, галерея в поезд тело не заменит митингов.
На протестах с нами присадил Мария.
We can at least understand a little bit why, say, the Russian regime might not have been completely enthralled with Pussy Riot. The next song that you talk about just is completely baffling to me. What's wrong with Buddy Holly?
Right, yeah, Buddy Holly, that'll be the day. I mean, one of the inventors of rock and roll, this song is iconic, right? But the words are, that'll be the day that I die. So Clear Channel, which owns a bunch of radio stations, they own about a third of the radio stations in the country. I think the company's changed names now, but yeah, at the time, right after 9/11, they were really worried about offending people. So there was this list of songs that they were that the stations were dissuaded from playing. It was voluntary. The stations didn't have to follow this list. So I'm not saying that there was this censorship clampdown that happened, but it just kind of goes to show how, you know, ideas and songs can be squelched just for the sake of being safe.
Yeah, and often that's the problem, is that record companies or radio stations just want to be a little too safe.
Right. But at least we get to listen to Buddy Holly now.
Yeah, here
right?
we go. All right, we'll go out there on Buddy Holly. This has been Musical Space, of course. Thanks to Mark Foley every time he's here.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
All right.
Yay.
When I die, well, you give me all your loving and your dirt and loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be. Well, I'll be.